fire.
Light and warmth. Before the trick of it was discovered, winters were lethal. In the darkness came the ice. In the darkness came death.
Find out. Come on, let me see. What's going on? Police, is it? At the church? What are they up to? Is that Douglas Campbell? He's as stiff as a statue. Did you see that? Didn't expect that to happen, did they? His arm still frozen to the door handle. Look at it, sticking out like a flag.
There's a meal more than just included in this house. It's breakfast. A fine meal, a wonderful meal, treated like an imposition.
How so?
I can really get anyone to eat it. Master Isaac stays up till all hours in his study and won't rise until lunch. Miss Clarissa is slightly more reliable, but pernickety. Some days she thinks eggs are evil.
Oh.
But we battle on. I can't stay angry at them. They have their ways. You can take a selection to Miss Clarissa on a tray.
Including evil eggs?
Today may be a day she hasn't taken against them.
Morning!
You're cheerful. Don't worry. Did you catch the butcher interfering with the scales again?
Better than that. They found Douglas Campbell dead in the doorway of St. Matthew's.
Dead?
Hunched up in the doorway he was. Look of absolute terror on his face. Pulling at the door handle.
Oh, how awful. Not that I liked the man, but still.
He was a pig. We all know that. But I haven't told you the best bit. He was frozen solid. Absolutely solid. When they tried to take the body away, the arm snapped clean off at the shoulder. The hand still hanging onto the handle.
Oh, Catherine, my dear, are you quite all right?
So clumsy, so stupid of me.
Oh, nonsense. What's crockery for if not breaking once in a while? If they didn't want bowls to smash, they'd make them from stone.
If I dropped it, you'd have torn a strip off me.
Yes, dear. But you didn't drop it, did you? Honestly, don't worry about it. I'll sort it.
I suppose I'd better take the mistress's breakfast to her.
Probably throw it all over the stairs.
Gloria!
There you are. If she takes against some of it, don't worry.
Thank you.
I don't think I'm going to like her very much.
Do you like anybody?
Miss Hodder, may I come in?
Who is it?
Ellis, the new housekeeper.
Why have we got a new housekeeper?
Because the old one left.
Oh. Typical of Isaac. We solve a problem, so what does he do? Creates a new one.
May I come in? I have your breakfast. I can leave it outside if you prefer.
Tempting, but then someone else will only steal it.
Miss Hodder?
Very well. I suppose you can come in.
Thank you.
Let's have a look then. Are there eggs?
Yes, but I can have them removed if you wish.
Now, why would I want you to do that? I simply adore eggs.
Shall I pour you some coffee?
Why not? So, who are you?
My name's Catherine Ellis, Mum. I arrived yesterday.
But why would you want to work here? That's the thing I can't understand.
It's a job. One I'm good at, I hope.
I don't think I'd like having a job. It means having to do things you don't like.
I don't dislike my work.
Perhaps you don't have other things you'd rather be doing.
Perhaps. Is there anything else I can do for you?
See, having to ask that must be so tiresome.
Not at all.
Perhaps it's nice not to care. No. There's nothing I want. Nothing you can give me anyway. You can go away. Dust something.
Very well.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Oh?
Ghosts. I can smell them all over you. I was just wondering if they were something you'd brought with you or whether you'd picked them up here. I wouldn't be surprised either way. The world's full of ghosts, isn't it? We're infested with them.
Do call if you need anything.
Yes, she definitely reeked of ghosts. Oh, eggs. How I hate them.
Oh, my dearest sister. I spend all of my life trying to move beyond the dull solidity of this world to find somewhere more real, somewhere magical.
Let's see what Sheridan has to offer.
I suspect that you live in such a world. The part we see of you, so delicate, so chaotic, is nothing but the small piece of flesh that extends into our dull world. The part that anchors you here, keeps you from completely transitioning into that other wild place. Perhaps all that I do, the mysteries I try and solve, the gateways I try and find, are no more than my attempts to find the path to you, to meet you there on the other side, where you truly blossom.
Come!
Sir.
Ellis?
Am I disturbing your work?
Actually, you arrive at a most propitious time. I have need of assistance.
I hope I can be of use.
An experiment that takes more than the two hands I possess. Join me at my workbench.
You're a chemist?
Apothecary would be more accurate, and an amateur at that. Some of my researches require more than simply pen and ink.
What is it that you're researching, if I may ask?
You may? Of course you may. It's rare that anyone shows interest. But then, I suppose there are few people here in the house to do so. My researches are diverse, but share a common thread. I believe that in our modern world, we have turned our back on many skills that would once have been commonplace in our society. Our obsession with science has reduced us, old arts unpracticed, having fallen into obscurity. Did you know, for example, that it is entirely possible for a man to travel in time?
No, I didn't.
Not physically, you understand, although perhaps the secret of that may one day be found, but mentally. Time is not linear. As foul clocks would have us believe, 1 second leading to the next and the next, marching ever onward. It is all around us, a great ether of experience that we float in. With the right preparation and the right knowledge, it is possible to peer into that ether, to witness, even communicate with days gone by.
Astounding.
You doubt me, perhaps, but not for long. If you'll be so good as to operate the generator.
This?
Indeed. Though not until I direct you. Turning the hand crank creates an electric charge that will run through the chemical bath. You'll excuse their smell. I'm afraid some of the solutions we work with are rather pungent.
Do you grow your own herbs?
Oh, certainly. This is the root of a bush found naturally only in certain parts of South America.
It must be rather hard to cultivate in these colder climes.
Not at all. It grows on the peaks of mountains. Were you to look at its natural habitat, you would imagine nothing could grow there. But there is always something to be found beneath the ice. Life prospers in all places. Now, I will add this gradually to the chemical bath while you induce the current. Excellent. Keep the handle turning at a slow, even rate. Just a pinch to begin with. You may wish to stand back as far as you can. The smoke it generates can make you rather light-headed. Mm-hmm. Now, a little more of the powder. There is something there. Yes, definitely something.
I've never heard a sound like it.
Nor I. It's most exciting. You're in touch with something ancient and powerful.
This is the 9 o'clock news. Further reports of unrest from Europe continue to come in.
The connection is tenuous. Turn the hand crank faster.
What is that?
Music of some kind. Perhaps an ancient ritual or ceremony. That's the last of it. We'll lose contact any moment.
This is the light service, and soon, all things shall die. We see you out there. We feel you. We are coming. We are coming to feed.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, was I cranking it too fast?
Don't concern yourself, it's happened before. Sometimes history resists our intrusion. Now, please go away. I must make notes while the details are fresh in my mind.
Well, I was actually here to ask you
about... Oh, not now. Make whatever decisions you think best. I really don't have the time to think about anything but my work.
As you wish, sir.
All things shall die.
I have spent so many years talking into the darkness, trying to make contact, trying to summon. Could it be that finally something is ready to answer?
There's too many of them! They're overrunning us, sir! Sir!
Sir! Oh.
Benjamin!
Just a moment! Miss?
Sorry if you're busy, I'm just getting the lay of the land, really.
Oh, right.
Well, as Master Hodder has been somewhat... sparse with details regarding the specifics of my duties, I thought I ought to talk to you all, just to familiarise myself with everyone and their work, so...
Yeah. He tends to leave me alone. Just lets me get on with it.
Then so will I. But do I need to allocate a budget for you? Tools, pesticides, that sort of thing?
It's all on account in the village. I just order what I need.
Right, that's simple enough. But I'll need to handle your wages, naturally. I see from the accounts ledger, such as it is, that you're paid on the first day of the month.
That's right.
I'll stick to the same schedule.
Much appreciated.
Oh, by the way, I meant to ask about the building on the edge of the grounds. The tower?
Hodder's Folly. It was built by the master's father. I'd avoid it if I was you. It's not safe.
It seems sound enough structurally, just a hollow tower with steps leading up inside. Is it the steps that are dangerous?
No.
It looked like there was a place at the top to stand and look out over the whole area. Well, I suppose that's everything.
Indeed, miss.
Look, I don't wish to be personal, but I'm sure you understand it's something I might need. Reassurance on.
My drinking doesn't affect my work, miss. At least not in the way you're concerned with.
Then in what way?
Well, it allows me to do it.
You're saying you couldn't do your job sober?
That, or anything else. I had a hard time in the war, in Sudan.
And that means you have to drink?
War isn't pretty, miss.
Much in life isn't. You're not the only one who's been touched by death.
Never claimed to be. Let them deal with it in their way, and I'll deal with it in mine. Is that all?
Yes. Yes, I suppose it is. I had to ask.
If you say so, miss.
Gloria, make sure all the grates are cleaned and the fires laid. As if anyone ever sits in the drawing room anyway. Last time those chairs saw someone's rear, Prince Albert was alive. This new one's going to be trouble, and it'll be me that suffers.
They're coming!
Just what I need, little Miss Looney.
They're coming!
That's nice, miss. I'll have an extra place laid at dinner.
Dinner? Don't be foolish. When they're hungry, we'll be the dinner.
Well, I'd deal with her, but I can't do that and lay the fire, can I? And I'd hate to disobey Mrs. Ellis's orders.
I'm sure she'll manage.
So's Christmas.
Hodder's Folly. It was built by the master's father, right? I had to avoid it if I was you. It's not safe.
Oh, it certainly appears safe enough. And Benjamin seemed to think the steps were sound. Must be an echo. But I know the sound of my own feet and they're not my... Daniel?
It isn't me.
But I'm not there. There's nobody... I've felt like something went right through me, something so cold. Daniel!
I told you it wasn't me.
And how would I know? I'm imagining you anyway.
Is that what you really believe?
Oh, I didn't imagine those footsteps. Miss Hodder, running around the grounds. Miss Hodder!
Maybe I'm imagining her...
Oh, shush!
They're coming.
Miss Hodder!
Oh, no. Oh, no, the new one! The idiot. The one with all the ghosts. The sooner she goes the way of the old one, the better.
Miss Hodder!
Maybe I should just lie here. She might not see me. She would rather not see me. She's not the sort that would want to know. Not about them.
Miss Hodder, Mum, are you all right?
What a question. Where to begin? Should I just ignore her? It might be best.
Come on, Miss Hodder, let's get you back to the house.
Oh, now she's trying to help me. How tedious.
Oh, you'll be better once you're inside. It's far too cold to be out here in just your nightdress. You'll catch a chill.
Oh, catch a chill, she says. Oh, yes. We'll all catch one of those soon enough.
If this weather gets worse, you mean, Mum?
The weather's the symptom. They're the cause. The old ones. The gods of frost. The first ones? They're coming, you see.
Well, of course, it was quite right for Ellis to contact you, Doctor. I do hope your time hasn't been too wasted.
Far from it, Mr. Hodder. How long has your sister been like this?
Like what?
Well, distracted. Troubled.
Troubled? What does this pointless village sawbones know of trouble?
Dearest, Clarissa has always been prone to flights of imagination, Doctor. You mustn't trouble yourself on that account. She is a very creative person, a free spirit.
When I examined her, she seemed considerably more than free-spirited.
When struck by her ideas, she does take them to heart, it's true, but she's always been that way. It's really nothing to worry about.
Well, I've given her something to make her relax, but she shows some signs for medical concern. She's slightly malnourished.
We've had problems with the staff. Resolved now that we have the dutiful Ellis with us, of course.
I'll make a point of discussing your sister's dietary requirements with her. It's important she eats well. She also may need regular medication to assist her with those rare moments when her imagination gets the better of her.
We're not great believers in modern medicine. We prefer more tried and tested herbal remedies.
All very well, Mr. Hodder, but I can't emphasize enough that your sister does need help. I'll make a point of monitoring her progress, with your permission, of course.
I'm quite sure you're worrying needlessly.
Perhaps, but better that than not worry enough. I'll speak to your housekeeper on my way out and we'll call by tomorrow.
Shh, there. A little rest, Mum, that's what you need.
Rest? Rest is the last thing I need. While I rest, they move. They get closer. I can feel them already. Oh, can't you feel them? Surely you can.
I'm afraid not.
Oh, you're blind! Why can't people just open their eyes? No, not eyes. It's deeper than that. Why can't people just know?
Please don't upset yourself.
Oh, so calm. So reasonable. What's the point of you? You're frozen already. A block of ice and cheap crinoline fussing after people because she has nothing better to do!
Is there anything else? Is there anything else you need, Mum?
Were you always like this? Was there ever any heat beneath that pale, dull skin? Maybe that's why he went away to sea.
What are you talking about?
Your husband, obviously. The dead one? Running away to the ocean to find something better.
You're talking to Master Hodder, I presume.
Isaac? Oh, what's he got to do with anything? I know about your husband because I can smell him on you. The ghost you carry everywhere. How did he die? Did he drown? No. The ice. I can see it. He ran away from the Ice Queen and froze anyway. Oh, we never really escape our fate, do we?
If that's everything, Mom. No, nothing.
Alder wood and pennyroyal, ground together with old bones. Spit of the living and the damned. Are you there? Can you hear me? Are you coming? Barriers must break. That is what they are for. And they will break. If it takes everything I have, my sanity, my life, I will break them.
Water. Oh, God, is that water? Flooding the attic. Am I going mad? Please don't let me go mad. I'm not mad.
I can't feel the cold anymore. But then, I can't feel anything.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Love, maybe. I think that's still there.
It certainly isn't me. I wish it wasn't. It would be easier.
You could join me.
In death. And that would make me feel better.
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe you just become numb, like me.
No. Oh, numbness would be nothing new. Sometimes I wonder if I'm already dead.
You'd know.
Would I? I wonder. Can you hold me?
I'm not sure you'd want that. My arms aren't... They're not as whole.
Better than nothing at all. So cold. So cold. Let me warm you. Warm you as I always do.